The Inner Cry, Part 52. This final part of our series on The Inner Cry comprises Sri Chinmoy's answers to two questions and two poems. Both questions concern the process and requirements to progress from our present ignorance to our future perfection. Firstly, Sri Chinmoy was asked, "What is your process for enlightenment, and what do you ask of your disciples?" Sri Chinmoy came straight to the point, reducing his entire teaching to a single requirement, and I quote, "There is only one thing that I ask of my disciples, to aspire." By aspiration, we mean inner cry. We cry for name and fame in the outer world, but in the inner world we cry for peace, light, and bliss in infinite measure. So I ask my disciples to cry inwardly to achieve peace, light, and bliss, and to grow into peace, light, and bliss. Sri Chinmoy. On another occasion, Sri Chinmoy was asked, "You call us seekers. What has been lost?" Sri Chinmoy replied, "What has been lost? Our conscious oneness with the Absolute Supreme has been lost. Through our inner search, we are trying to gain or regain our conscious inseparable oneness with Him. We are seeking for truth and light. Once upon a time, we were possessors of this infinite truth and light. But unfortunately, we made friends with ignorance night and lost our inseparable oneness with infinity's light and bliss. It is through conscious seeking, our conscious inner search and inner mounting cry, that at God's choice hour, we shall once again get back our inner wealth." Sri Chinmoy. Two final poems. The outer smile is beautiful. The inner cry is infinitely more beautiful and blissful. Sri Chinmoy. What illumines my mind? My inner faith. What liberates my heart? My inner sincerity. What immortalizes my life? My inner cry. Sri Chinmoy.